The last and the third point or principle is a view of managers or executives as generalists and facilitators rather than decision makers. Mm-hmm. In general, in a Japanese corporation, everybody is more or less trained to be a generalist rather than a specialist. So even if you are an engineer, when you have just joined the company, you will have this orientation, and you will be transferred from one department to the other, and you'll be rotated, see, in every department of the company to familiarize yourself with the entire company. And for instance, since you are not narrowly specialized in one field, you can take over somebody else's. I also talk about Ringisho, the so-called Ringisho, usually translated as the management by consensus. That means that all the employees participate in the process of decision making. They form small groups in each department and they discuss the matter with each other. They arrive at an agreement, the consensus, and then the departmental chief or the executive will have to agree himself or herself. And this way the consensus is achieved. Everybody is involved in the process. It's not like say an American way of decision making by one big executive or the president. This is just a brief description of my seminars, but I think if you attend them, I can give you even more insight into Japanese corporate culture, which I think will help you greatly in your coming business trip to Japan.